Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in with you on this Thursday afternoon. Didn't get much rain today, Austin, so that was pretty good, but I do see some thunderstorms kind of building out there.
Yeah, I'm up to something.
Yeah, you sure are. Austin's going to be up to something in about 3 or 4 minutes with a five-day forecast. Yes, looking at that Father's Day forecast for you. We'll be talking about that, and we'll take a dive into traffic this afternoon. Other things happening. Big day on the UWF campus. I'll explain what's going on there. Yep. Three important things you need to know about this afternoon that could help you out. Here we go.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, Pensacola's contract with VO, they're of course the e-scooter rental company, could be in jeopardy. City Administrator Tim Casella said the technology meant to provide the scooters from operating on the sidewalk just wasn't working. Users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are renting those scooters for children. The company's facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor Reeves is not sure if his administration would recommend extending that VO contract.
We've tried to evolve this relationship with VO and with back when there were stand-up scooters as well, trying to find that right mix of what works best for our community and whether this works long-term at all.
Okay, the city is collecting data regarding the scooter's usage and impact on local neighborhoods.
And the results are in for the public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway project. There were three options for an entrance at the south end of Sykes Bridge. Option two, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arc, earned the most votes with 1,942 out of 3,830 cast. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments. Some voters voiced criticism of the options, while many said that they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
And here's your third story. Kimberly Spear Sullivan. She's a local attorney, is hoping to help Elizabeth Collins. Elizabeth Collins is, of course, that 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia who remains jailed after her recent arrest. Spears Sullivan says Collins' arrest, a tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources available to them.
We can help her figure out which skilled nursing facility she wants to go into or which one will take her, and then we can help her apply for and hopefully qualify for Medicaid. So that's kind of the trajectory of where this case needs to go from here. And it's doable.
Okay, Spear Sullivan says she can help the family navigate through the hurdles they would not otherwise know about and has offered her services pro bono.
Alrighty, 4:15 here. We'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is easily your worst looking spot right now, and that's not typically a surprise. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 77 tonight with some slight thunderstorm chances this evening. Those chances are going to bleed into your Friday. 90% chance of thunderstorms throughout your day. With a high of 87 and a low of 77.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I had a chance actually this afternoon to speak with some UWF officials, and we discussed the trustees approving, and here comes the operative word, Austin, interim contract to offer Manny Diaz Jr. a $643,000 salary. This is to serve 1 year at the university as interim president. Again, this isn't a done deal, so let's make sure we understand this. That $643,000, roughly $107,000 more than outgoing President Martha Saunders' base salary. Well, the Board of Trustees over at UWF reviewed an employment agreement at its meeting today. That, again, if that meeting is approved, as it moves downstate here, what happens is the State Board of Governors has to take a look at it.
Right.
Have to make sure, dot all the I's and cross all the T's, just to make sure it is an okay a deal. Well, if this is it, all goes through, Diaz will serve as interim president from July 14th of this year until July 13th of 2026.
And that's not the only story we're updating for you here. We've got an update on the mobile home fire on Navy Boulevard earlier this week. Officials now say the fire was caused by an electrical issue. The trailer burned on Tuesday evening, and officials say damage was limited to the kitchen and bedroom areas, but the trailer will need extensive repairs before the resident can move back in. Luckily, there were no injuries reported.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, this is, they forward this story. Of course, if you remember, put your thinking caps on here. Last week, we told you about these folks down in Tampa Bay using hay bales to help baby turtles.
Yeah.
Well, here's the story.
A landstorm surge washed away dunes, sea oats, and local vegetation, which protected nesting sea turtles and their hatchlings from light that can disorient or confuse them. Manatee County Natural Resources came up with the idea, staking organic seed-free hay as a barrier for turtles. The Anna Marie Island Turtle Watch was pleased with the idea.
With the bales now in place, Manatee County and the Turtle Watch are asking visitors to keep their hands off and let the hay do its job.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer declaring Florida an anti-riot state. This as cities around the country seeing a flood of anti-ICE protests. The Attorney General warned that unruly protesters warned them about the state's anti-rioting act and promised enhanced penalties for offenders. Protests for No King's Day are scheduled around the state this Saturday, including along Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. They coincide with Trump's 79th birthday and the U.S. Army's 250th birthday parade.
Okay, the Pulse massacre survivors and surviving members of the family visited that nightclub on the 9th anniversary of the shooting. Before, they're going to tear it down. They're demolishing this building, so they wanted to get this all in here.
Right.
CJ Papa has more.
Her son Christopher was shot 9 times during the attack.
Obviously, it's very heartbreaking.
Christine Leinonen was among the first groups inside the club for the first time since the horror on June 12, 2016.
As painful as it is, it's nowhere near as painful as what my son experienced that night.
The shooting at the LGBTQ plus friendly nightclub 9 years ago.
Nothing can bring those 49 back. Nothing can cure the mental anguish that so many people have gone through. And I would hope that a site visit would be helpful.
It's a first and last look at the location before it's turned into a memorial. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis signing 4 more bills into law. They're all related to issues in South Florida. One bill deals with the Lee County Commission, another one regarding the Palm Beach County Building Code Advisory Board. The third bill deals with the Lee County Mosquito District. And the fourth one transfers land from Coral Springs to Parkland. Just about 4:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. In just a few minutes, we'll return with some hard-hitting national stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the Market Leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Governor DeSantis' comments about the acceptability of driving through a crowd if need be to escape a dangerous mob. Looking a little bit more closely at the OLF-8 deal that finally happened last week. Celebrating the life and work of local civil rights activist, the Reverend H.K. Matthews, who is still with us but unfortunately is very ill right now. And Pam Childers lays out a new policy for discretionary fund spending. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3 heading over the beach over there. You got yellow flags flying, so moderate rip current conditions, so just be aware of that. No improvement in the latest numbers on the job market. Jenny Casola has the numbers for us.
New claims for unemployment benefits remained at an eight-month high last week, though economists say the end of the school year is impacting the readings. It is a sign that layoffs may be rising. Claims for the previous week were revised higher to 248,000, and last week's reading also came in at 248,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to more than 1.9 million in the week ending May 31st, up from the previous reading. Jobless claims also rose to 240,000 in October and February before cooling in the following weeks. Jenny Cosella, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up today after another encouraging update on inflation. Here's Laura
Advanced Cannon. Micro Devices introduced several new AI-focused products Thursday, including its MI350 series accelerators. The chipmaker and NVIDIA rival said it's teamed up with Meta, OpenAI, Oracle, and Microsoft in its bid for an open AI ecosystem. Oxford Industries, parent company of Tommy Bahama and Lilly Pulitzer, is slashing its forecast for the year, blaming tariffs and weaker demand for resort clothing. Oxford shares tanking Thursday. Mortgage rates basically flat this week. Stocks finishing Thursday on a high note. The Dow up 102, S&P 500 up 23, NASDAQ up 47. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups developing on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Last major spot, looking like Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Going to have some slight thunderstorm chances that are going to significantly ramp up for your Friday. High of 87, low of 77.
426. News Radio 92.3. Something went just terribly wrong in India earlier today. More than 200 dead in a plane crash, but reports of at least one survivor. Jonathan Savage has the report.
It's the world's worst aviation disaster in a decade. Police initially said all 240-plus people on board the Boeing 787 were killed when it crashed shortly after takeoff. But England-based relatives of Vivash Kumar Ramesh have told the BBC he was on board the doomed Air India flight from Ahmedabad to London and miraculously appears to have survived. It's the first time Boeing's so-called Dreamliner has been involved in a fatal incident. The crash is also feared to have caused deaths on the ground. The airplane careened into a busy medical college building. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And believe it or not, we still got some of those anti-immigration enforcement protests being seen in many cities around the country. In Las Vegas, police declared an unlawful assembly after protesters gathered near the federal tower that houses ICE and went to march to other locations. Seattle has also seen demonstrations, and a curfew is in effect in Spokane, Washington, following confrontations with ICE officers Wednesday night. Texas Governor Greg Abbott preemptively deployed National Guard troops to San Antonio, but protests there have stayed largely peaceful.
Iran and Israel really getting a lot of attention here. you're going to be hearing about this a lot. The U.S. pulling non-essential staff from embassies and bases across the Middle East. The move comes in response to heightened security concerns across the region. Trey Yingst has the details from Tel Aviv.
Reports overnight indicate the Israelis are preparing to strike Iranian nuclear sites as talks between the United States and Iran stall. Now, as a result, the Americans are partially evacuating the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. This is a precaution since it could be a target of any sort of Iranian response. The State Department has also authorized non-essential personnel and dependents of Americans serving in places like Bahrain and Kuwait to voluntarily leave. Here in Israel, the U.S. embassy has restricted domestic travel for embassy staff and family members outside of major cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Beersheba. The precautions are all a sign that the Americans are preparing for a deteriorating security situation.
And the Senate confirming Billy Long as the next commissioner of the IRS. Senate Republicans voted along party lines to confirm the former Missouri congressman. During a Senate hearing in May, Long said the IRS would not be politicized on his watch. He had faced criticism from Democrats during the confirmation process over his loyalty to President Trump.
Interesting thing happening with the a senator, another Democratic senator, Alex Padilla, was forcibly taken away from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's news conference in Los Angeles today. I watched this as it unfolded. He was trying to speak up, but let me tell you, he entered. I saw the total video of this thing, and he entered the room. He was dressed, you know, just as
casually,
very casually. He didn't announce himself as being a senator. He just barged in the room. Well, here's Kristi Noem at the speaker's podium seeing what's going on here, and somebody's right. Coming at her.
Yeah.
Well, rightly so, agents secured him and took him out of the room. Rightly so. Now, here's where my thought process goes. How far will they go to really stress the charges against this guy? If you remember the New Jersey Democrat senator that was up at the holding facility for ICE, well, she put her hands on FBI and ICE agents. This guy forcibly put his hands over these agents. Wondering if he's going to get charged on the same bill.
You got to make an example of people like this, I feel.
Here we go. 5267, go ahead and roll it.
This is rather remarkable. Sometimes they give lawmakers some deference in situations like this. We had a comment here from Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader. He said he was absolutely sickened by this. He was thundering. He was yelling so loudly in the Senate chamber to see this happen, as he put it, to United States Senator. You also had Ben Ray Lujan, who's a Democratic senator from New Mexico, who is rather soft-spoken and never speaks on the Senate floor. It's very rare. And he was just appalled that more of his colleagues weren't down here talking about this. He said, you know, what happens if this is a Republican who comes in? He said to have people being treated like this if they're a United States senator. But Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, indicated, he said, we want a full investigation.
Yeah, Chris, I was telling you.
Give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Democrats say that Trump is not above the law, and I agree. But if he's not above the law, these senators and stuff certainly aren't.
Yeah, well, just go ahead, roll it out. We need a good investigation on this one. Hey, tomorrow night, Mega Millions, $264 million coming up in 5 minutes or less. We'll have sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and California Senator Alex Padilla responding after the lawmaker was forcibly removed from a Los Angeles press conference after trying to ask a question.
If this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers.
But Secretary Noem tells Fox News,
I think his statement is absolutely ridiculous. This man burst into a room, started advancing towards the podium, interrupting an opening statement.
She's visiting L.A. following days of anti-ICE protest. Air India says only one passenger survived, while 241 are dead after a London-bound flight crashed in northwestern India. Caused the crash under investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim & Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim & Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Looking for personalized pharmacy care? Pensacola's longest standing independent pharmacy, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, is family owned and operated and has a dedicated team ready to help. The team at Jackson Pace Pharmacy works with your insurance plan, provides affordable cash prices, and expert guidance. Your health is their priority. Have questions? Call 850-478-4450 or stop by and meet the Jacksons and their team. At the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile Road, Jackson Pace Pharmacy, where care meets convenience.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola. And don't you ever leave.
Lay down, Sally. We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola's contract with VO, the e-scooter rental company, could be in jeopardy. City Administrator Tim Kinsella said that the technology meant to prevent the scooters from operating on the sidewalk was not working, and users are not following the age limit of 18 to rent the scooters, and adults are renting them for children. The company is facing a fall deadline to continue its service. Mayor D.C. Reeves is not sure if his administration would recommend extending the VO contract.
Okay, number two, the results are in for the public vote on the Pensacola Beach Gateway project. There were three options for an entrance at the south end of the Sykes Bridge. Option two, which featured a beach ball on the right corner of the arch, well, earned the most votes, 1,942 out of 3,830 votes cast. The public input also allowed voters to leave comments. This was very interesting. Some voters voiced criticism of the options, while many said they wouldn't like to see a new entrance sign at all.
Wow. All right. Well,
that's pretty definitive, isn't it?
Yeah. And your third top story this afternoon, Kimberly Spear Sullivan, a local attorney, is hoping to help Elizabeth Collins. That's the 79-year-old Gulf Breeze woman with dementia who remains jailed after her recent arrest. Spear Sullivan says that Collins' arrest is a tragic example of what can go wrong when families do not know the resources available to them. Spear Sullivan says she can help the family navigate through hurdles they would not otherwise know about and has offered her services pro bono.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All right, Austin, the top team during the NBA's regular season is in trouble. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Indiana Pacers are two wins away from a title. The Pacers defeated the Thunder 116-107 in Game 3 of the NBA Finals Wednesday night, taking a 2-1 lead in the series.
The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
That was courtesy of ESPN. The Thunder, winners of an NBA best 68 games, had 19 turnovers, which Indiana turned into 21 points. The Pacers were led by Benedict Mathurin, who had a playoff career-high 27 points off the bench, while Tyrese Halliburton was one rebound shy of a triple-double. Game 4 of the series is Friday night in Indiana. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Speaking of that Friday night game, you're going to be able to find coverage of that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. You can also find ESPN Pensacola on their mobile app, which is absolutely free.
And I also wanted to mention that that NBA game we just mentioned, the Indiana game, was heard on ESPN Pensacola.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, we've got the entire
coverage.
Finals.
It was great coverage. I love being able to ride around in the car and hear that stuff. Good stuff. Way to go.
Yeah, look at
ESPN Pensacola. The House held a hearing today on a more than $2 billion settlement to pay college athletes. You know me, I'm not too fond of NIL, but Madison
not
Allworth.
Not in its current state.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Madison Allworth was there and has the details.
The case paves the way for schools to share millions of dollars in revenue with their student athletes to pay them. House lawmakers are now taking that ruling, and they're holding a hearing today to potentially codify a law around this. Fox Business has also obtained a draft of the legislation. In it, there's a lot of items that the NCAA have spent years and millions of dollars lobbying for, including a national standard for name, image, and likeness, or NIL, and prohibiting college athletes from being classified as employees. That has long been a debate in this space. It also gives the NCAA broad legal protection that would shield them from future antitrust lawsuits, like the lawsuit that brought the settlement.
I just don't know why it's so difficult to say, hey, listen, if you're a hot college football star, you can get paid for sponsorships if people want to collab with you, and you can get a cut of jersey sales, merchandise sales. I don't know why it's so difficult to say that. I don't know why we're doing schools and bidding wars with these employees, as they're now being
labeled. That's called job security on your part, because you couldn't talk about it.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on it. Sticking with football in a general sense here, the New England Patriots will unveil a Tom Brady statue in August. The team announced that the unveiling will take place on August 8th at the Patriots Hall of Fame. The announcement was made today, which the Patriots referred to as Tom Brady Day. It was on June 12th last year that Brady was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, and news of the 12-foot bronze statue was first announced.
438 News Radio 92.3. A recent Senate Homeland Security subcommittee focused on the security needs concerning the 2026 World Cup, which the U.S. is co-hosting, and then the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma described the risks involved with these big events.
They're symbolic targets for those who want to do our nation harm, and we have to be prepared to stop attacks before they happen.
Retired Army Lieutenant General Reynold Hoover is the CEO of the LA Games.
The LA Olympics will be equal to hosting 7 Super Bowls a day for nearly 30 days straight.
Dr. Gina Lagan is a counterterrorism expert.
I urge you to not only examine the conventional ways the terrorists have attacked global sporting events, but also how technology might change their tactics.
The last major international competition the U.S. hosted was the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And the Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight. The Florida Panthers hosting the Edmonton Oilers for Game 4 of the best-of-7 series. Florida's the defending champs, and they just took a 2-1 lead the other night with a 6-1 win over the Oilers. Tonight's puck drop set for 7 p.m.
Just Florida, go ahead, take care of business. Get this thing over with.
Yeah, run it back.
Yeah, okay, golf's toughest test gets underway today in Pennsylvania. Joe Morgan has the details.
The 125th playing of the U.S. Open makes a trip to Oakmont Country Club this week, which is arguably the most difficult course in America. The first round of golf's second oldest championship begins Thursday at 6:45 a.m. Eastern. Bryson DeChambeau is the defending U.S. Open champion, while Scottie Scheffler enters the tournament on a tear. Scheffler has won in 3 of his last 4 tournaments, including the PGA Championship. After donning the green jacket at the Masters for the first time in April, which completed the career Grand Slam, Rory McIlroy missed the cut last week at the RBC Canadian Open. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We all know Connor McDavid is the best player in hockey. However, with that being said, anything short of winning the Stanley Cup this year will be a failure. McDavid does have 5 assists in 3 games in the Stanley Cup final, but has 0 goals and his Oilers are now down 2-1. And as one of the most talented players ever put on skates, McDavid really needs to get going tonight and lead his team to victory, because if Edmonton goes down 3-1, it will inevitably lead to the Panthers hoisting the cup right in McDavid's face for a second year in a row. I'm Zach Gelb.
If Twisted Tea was your best friend, they'd start a dance party in the supermarket that turns into a pool party at your place, and you don't even own a pool. Twisted Tea is smooth, refreshing, and always fun. Twisted Tea hard-ass tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could think you found your dream home online, but here's the twist. The lot next door just got rezoned for years of construction. Work with the expertise and ethical training of a realtor here to guide and help protect you from the surprises you didn't see coming. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a ruling from the Supreme Court is expected to ease the way for families of children with disabilities to sue over access to education. Jill Nato has more from Washington.
A teenage girl with a rare form of epilepsy is won a unanimous Supreme Court ruling. Her family had said her Minnesota school district didn't do enough to make sure the child had the accommodations she needs to learn, like providing her with instruction in the evening when her seizures are less frequent. Lower courts ruled against the family, saying their case didn't show gross misjudgment on the part of the district, Osseo Area Schools. The district had argued the case means the country's understaffed public schools could be exposed to more lawsuits. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the FDA has approved a new antibody therapy that could help in the fight against RSV in infants. The new therapy is called Influenza, and it's a shot designed to protect newborns and infants from mild to severe RSV through all 5 months of the virus's peak season. In a trial, the injection reduced hospitalization of infants by 84%. The company behind the drug, Merck, says they hope the therapy will be available by this fall.
443 News Radio 92.3, a congressional hearing explored American reliance on drugs and pharmaceuticals made overseas and what it might take to make more medicine. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Only 12% of active pharmaceutical ingredients are made in the U.S. India supplies us a third of our drugs. China is increasing its hold on ingredients.
China has become our pharmacist. I practiced pharmacy for almost 40 years. Now I've been replaced by China.
Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter asked Patrick Cashman, the president of USA Antibiotics, the only manufacturer of amoxicillin in the U.S., how quickly he could increase production right now.
With the right policy framework, we could significantly expand production with 18 to 24 months.
He called domestic drug manufacturing a national security issue. One witness said building out a new facility would take at least 5 years, and there needs to be a plan in place to utilize existing manufacturing space for medicines. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And your low-calorie diet may be impacting your mental health, according to a study. The study found men who were on calorie-restricted diets were more likely to suffer from depressive symptoms. And of those studied who were obese, they were twice as likely to suffer symptoms. Researchers say that sometimes those calorie restrictions can lead to people cutting out important foods used for mood regulation, exuberating those symptoms.
All right, it might be time to watch your sleep habits a little bit more closely, especially if you're one who likes a mid-afternoon nap. I can't do that. If I go down for a nap, I'm gone.
If I go down for a nap, I'm not going to be tired by the night.
it totally screws me up.
No. I'm there with you.
Okay, Lisa Brady explains why this happens about the mid-afternoon nap in this House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study shows daytime power naps could contribute to an increased risk of death. Researchers at Boston's Massachusetts General Hospital say some groups of people with irregular daytime sleep patterns have a greater risk of early death. Experts say the findings suggest premature death could be from taking longer daytime naps, fluctuating sleep patterns, or taking naps between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends power naps of no more than 20 to 30 minutes in the afternoon. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together today.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Last but not least, Navarre Parkway looking really rough if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms that will increase into your Friday, where the high will be 87 and the low will be 77.
Okay, now let's go to a national snapshot. More rainy weather for the Gulf Coast and the South. And, of course, let's add in the upper Midwest. Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
A stalled front draped across the South will once again be the focus of heavy rain and flooding, along with the possibility of strong to severe storms from Texas along the Gulf Coast into Florida. The upper Midwest also expecting heavy rain through Friday, especially over central Minnesota. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires causing poor air quality from the northern tier of the country. The heat is breaking records over the west, with some of those hot temperatures backing off a bit for the northwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest forecast details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500, along with the other two major averages, rose today after investors got another batch of data hinting at a solid U.S. economy. The Dow gaining more than 100 points, the S&P 500 up by 23, and the NASDAQ has added 46. Shares of GameStop fell 20% today after the video game retailer and meme stock announced plans for a $1.75 billion convertible notes that are offered to potentially fund its new Bitcoin purchase strategy. Shares tanked more than 15% in pre-market trading. Crude oil futures fell more than 1% at one point today after spiking sharply by more than 5% yesterday on fears that Israel and Iran are on the brink of war. Oil prices jumped yesterday as fears of the conflict would disrupt crude supplies. Currently, for July, they're up 1% under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, new numbers show cooler inflation in the month of May. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
Prices at the wholesale level came in cooler than expected in May. The producer price index rose just 0.1%, also up 0.1% for the core reading, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, the PPI was up 2.6%, core PPI was up 3%. Both of those readings were more modest than economists were predicting. The report follows a drop of 0.5% in April. Inflation measured by the PPI peaked at 11.7% in March of 2022. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And the birthplace of Flamin' Hot Cheetos has closed its doors. After more than 50 years, Frito-Lay has closed its plant in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and cut hundreds of jobs in the process. The plant became somewhat of a cultural icon for being the place that gave the world Flamin' Hot Cheetos back in 1991. The now former employees say that they got little or no notice about the plant closing this week, but some said on social media they were given 10 weeks severance pay.
President Trump says reconciliation with Elon Musk after their public feud is not a top priority after the two reportedly spoke over the phone earlier this week. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
Fortunately for Elon Musk, he clearly developed a good rapport, good working relationship with several key members of the administration during his 130 days while he was working with it. One of those being White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The New York Times reports that Wiles and Musk actually spoke on Friday, as well as Musk and Vice President Vance, about a path to a truce with the president. This gave way to the reported Monday night phone call between President Trump and Elon Musk. Vance said at the Kennedy Center last night, "I think it's in the best interest of the whole country for one of the country's great entrepreneurs to also be supportive of the president, to also be supportive of the president and our agenda." Now, Monday's reported phone call led to the billionaire expressing regret over the social media sledgehammer he had deployed.
And Social Security's cost of living adjustment could go up 2.5% next year. That's what analysts are predicting, but that could change depending on what effect President Trump's sweeping global tariffs could have on prices. The adjustment is calculated based on price and inflation data from July, August, and September. The increase could go up if those numbers do, too.
I know a lot of small business owners are going to hear this story and going, "What in the world is this about?" A GOP senator is pushing legislation to increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Ryan Schmeltz has more from Capitol Hill.
Missouri's Josh Hawley says it's been 15 years since the last increase to the minimum wage, and that's been long enough.
Working people haven't gotten a raise in years, so I just think it's basic justice. It's time to give American workers a raise.
Hawley's bill would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a rare move for a Republican, as many of his colleagues argue that should be left up to the states, and forcing increased wages on the free market could have negative impacts, like employers replacing workers with machines. It's unclear if Hawley's bill would pass in a Republican-controlled Congress. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
451, News Radio 92.3. You know, there's some smiles over in London. Top U.S. and Chinese negotiators came away from recent talks with a potential framework for a trade deal. Well, here's Edward Lawrence. He was reporting from the White House.
We don't know exactly what is in the deal. We do know they made an agreement to follow the agreement that was in Geneva, and that was not happening as the Chinese were moving forward with this. Now, trade is on the mind for the president. The president does say that they will have multiple deals going forward. He says he's open to the idea of moving back that snapback reciprocal tariff date if the talks are going well. But then he says that he will, in the next 2 weeks, set those reciprocal rates. So he's trying to put a deadline on things so talks get to a deal. President Trump saying that things are going well with Japan and South Korea. The Treasury Secretary testifying the administration is in active negotiations with about 18 trading partners, but by far the most difficult to close will be a deal with China.
4:52 on the dot here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this Thursday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
But now we've realized love not all that it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
4:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Indeed, I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Not too much going on. Do have some backups on Highway 90 still, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Worst looking spot outside of that is, to surprise of no one, Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Going to be a rainy Friday where it will be a high of 87 and a low of 77.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, Disney and Universal are taking AI to court. Tom Rigotti has more on this story.
Disney and Universal are suing AI image generator Midjourney for copyright infringement. The complaint claims the AI firm pirated the libraries of the studios to generate endless unauthorized copies of their famed characters, such as Darth Vader from Star Wars,
you are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor,
and the minions from Despicable Me. Disney and Universal also claim Midjourney ignored their request to stop infringing on their works. No comment yet from the AI firm. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a mistrial being declared on an undecided rape charge in the Harvey Weinstein sex crimes retrial in New York. The jury turned in a partial verdict yesterday that found him guilty of criminal sexual assault against one woman and not guilty against another. Jurors had told the judge they had not yet reached the verdict on a charge and were expected to keep deliberating today.
Okay, nice warm afternoon out there. 86, 88 degrees, upper 80s this afternoon. Heading to the beach? Well, just remember, yellow flags are flying, so swim in protected areas. Funny story here. A New York man is claiming he set the world record for most consecutive hours playing golf.
Nice.
Here we go. Tom Graham has an explanation for us.
The game of golf is known to take the better part of a morning or afternoon to play around, but for one duffer on New York's Long Island, it took the better part of 2 days. Kalichi Azihi is laying claim to a Guinness World Record, saying he played 35 hours straight. The 27-year-old added he had friends armed with flashlights and used glow-in-the-dark golf balls during those overnight hours from Sunday to early Tuesday morning this week. Azihi says he managed to play 18 holes 7 times. That's 126 holes in all. London-based Guinness says it's yet to verify the world record claim, but said they are reviewing it. In New York, Tom Graham, Fox News.
Here's my question. Did it take him so long because he was going for this record or because he's that terrible at golf?
Probably that terrible at golf. we did something like that in Denver one time. We did a night with night balls.
Like glow-in-the-dark stuff?
Yeah, it was very cool. Very cool. But it was a 24-hour thing.
Ah, gotcha.
Not 35 hours.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Hey, Macy's announced its 4th of July celebration lineup. This is always good. Michelle Polino's in.
Macy's is set to light up the sky for America's birthday with its 49th annual 4th of July fireworks show, broadcast live on NBC and featuring performances from the Jonas Brothers, Eric Church, Lenny Kravitz, Ava Max, Kiki Palmer, and Trisha Yearwood. The celebration in New York City will launch over 80,000 shells in 30 colors from 4 barges on the East River, with fireworks soaring up to 1,000 feet and projection mapping on the Brooklyn Bridge. The 25-minute display will be set to a musical score produced by Questlove and James Poyser and hosted by Tony Awards vet Ariana DeBose. The show will also honor the upcoming Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympic Games in Italy. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And if you want to visit the fictional Aurora, Illinois music store where Wayne and Garth shopped, you have only a month left to get there.
Party on, Garth.
The actual California music store where scenes from the 1992 movie Wayne's World were shot announced it's shutting down in mid-July after 78 years. Oh. A special screening of Wayne's World is scheduled for July 10th at the store before it officially shuts down.
I love that. Okay, something special tomorrow. The Office of Representative Michelle Saltzman, in partnership with local, state, federal officials, going to be hosting in-person mobile office hours. This is to assist constituents with casework studies. Tomorrow's event, noon to 2, at the Escambia Tax Collector's Office. That's over in Brentwood at 5045 North Palafox Street. Put that into your GPS there. And don't forget, it's going to be a very interesting next hour. We're going to talk about that contract with Manny Diaz. Talk about that and have some more information for you. This is News Radio 92.3. Come on back in 12 minutes.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.